what a year we've had.
It's been quite a year. I don't think anyone's going to miss 2020 somehow.
Definitely not.
Let's hope 2021 delivers something a little more positive.
Yes, definitely.
It's been a good year for news, though.
It has definitely been a good year for news, and I feel like the papers that we've printed this year will be looked at in many years to come.
Yes, this is a history-making year.
Definitely.
We'll look back to. So what stories from the past are we looking back to?
So 150 years ago, the Bunyip reported on a strange occurrence. So the article reads, "On Saturday morning last, as Mr. Bright's butcher's cart was traversing its usual round, the horse dropped down and died instantaneously. In the evening of the same day, the same driver was riding another horse belonging to the same firm, which also died as suddenly as the first. The intestines of the latter animal were examined, and the lungs were found to be diseased. It is a remarkable circumstance that one establishment should lose two horses in one day, and both in charge by the same person." Very, very questionable.
Yes, it is, isn't it? One wonders if it was deliberate, if Mr. Bright had upset them so they gave him
I wonder if, like, poison was involved, or yes, who knows, but yes. Far out. It can't be a coincidence, surely.
No, either Mr. Bright didn't like the horse people, or the horse driver people didn't like Mr. Bright.
Yeah, I would love to know the story behind that. So, yeah, that's definitely an interesting look back.
Yes, it is. Amusing story. Butchers didn't always make themselves loved either, because they tended to set up business in the centre of town. So what was happening 100 years ago?
So 100 years ago, an article on Cox's Lane was printed. So it says, "Once again, the town council of Gawler has questioned the proprietorship of the right-of-way running past the late Mr. T. Hutchinson's estate from High Street onto Davis Street in its continuation. The surveyor recommended tar paving this passage as a better means of keeping it in repair, but Councillor Parham desired that the footpaths of the town should receive first attention." Oh, footpaths is just something that's always in debate in council.
Yes, it is. It never ceases.
It never does.
It's interesting, when I've been reading back and through the family history, they were writing letters complaining about footpaths and right of way over 100 years ago to council campaigning about it. It's always been an issue.
Always an issue. And there's certainly been a few articles this year about footpaths or lack of footpaths and especially around, like, the new developments, like the Springwood housing estate. Like, you know, the community has limited access to the road. And so, it's always one of those topics that people get really fired up about.
I don't know if it happens here, but I was staying with a friend in Perth in a housing estate, and people's gardens went to the road. There were no footpaths.
Oh, okay.
So they just had designed this thinking nobody walks anymore.
Yeah, wow.
And I tried taking her baby for a walk in the pram, and I had to walk him on the road.
Oh, goodness,
really not a good thing to be doing.
No. Or you just run over everyone's lawn.
Yeah, plough through the hedges.
Yes, that's it.
So it was happening 50 years ago.
So 50 years ago, the paper reported on a shopping rush in Gawler, which is quite timely.
Yes, Christmas shopping rush.
That's it. So the Christmas shopping rush is on with a vengeance in Gawler, and traders in Murray Street have geared themselves for a marathon two-night shopping spree this evening, which was a Wednesday, and Christmas Eve. To cope with the Christmas crowds, many shops have hired extra staff, including university and high school students, glad of the opportunity to earn a little holiday money. Gawler's Main Street presents a festive scene to late shoppers with its coloured lights, Christmas decorations and crowds. And I know tonight, actually, so today, Thursday, there is late night shopping on Murray Street, and I think it's about to kick off, and I'm pretty sure Santa's going to make an appearance. It's good to see that people are really getting behind the shop local this year. Finding a lot of people are saying, yes, they've avoided shopping online as much as possible, and they are supporting our local traders after a tough time. So it's good to see everyone out supporting the local businesses.
I've been trying to shop local as much. I always have, but this year particularly.
Particularly, yes.
I just thought, no, I'm not going to be buying, if I can avoid anything online, and try and buy everything I can in shops, because they need the support. But this sounds just so wonderfully festive.
It does, and yes, the lights. And
the street was more lively, even 25 years ago. And I think 50 years ago it would have been very lively.
Yeah, well, let's hope after the pandemic a few more businesses open up across town.
It's so much nicer to go into a shop and look at things. Yeah. I find it's just...
The people, like the staff know you and also, you know, you're supporting a local family when you buy locally.
That's right. The money stays in the town. That's instead of going overseas.
And often if you can't find what you're looking for and you ask, usually they can get it in for you.
Yes.
That's the thing I found. They're happy to find it for you. Yes.
Okay, so what was 25 years ago?
So 25 years ago, the Bunyip had a story about a missing bell. This is an interesting one. So the full story of the disappearance of the original bell presented to the HMAS Gawler by Gawler Corporation has been revealed after 50 years. The bell was presented following the launching of the ship during the Second World War. It was inadvertently lost overboard while the ship was anchored in Madang Harbour and has never been recovered. Now, Colin Wood of Gawler South has come out of the woodwork to admit that he was there when the bell went overboard almost exactly 50 years ago on New Year's Eve in 1945. He said the evidence, or a subsequent rumour, was that the offenders took too seriously an injunction from Senior to stop the racket and throw the bloody bell overboard. It seems they had been ringing the bell, which would have added to the din celebrating the New Year's arrival. So... Oh, they obviously took it too literally and went, all right, and threw it overboard.
Yes. They're obviously having too good a time.
Yes, a very interesting story.
That is an amusing story. Yes. So what's happening 10 years ago?
So 10 years ago, a story with the headline, Delphin Reveals First Gawler East Village was published. So the article says, Delphin Lendlease has lodged its first development application for Gawler East, paving the way for construction of the new 218-hectare community to begin in 2011. Gawler Council received the development application for formal assessment on Monday. It projects the master plan DLL's first village, covering 12 hectares of land and including 220 homes. So I'm just wondering, is that the Springwood development, perhaps?
Probably is. Yes, I think it would be.
It was probably managed by a different company before Springwood came about. Yeah, because I'm just thinking of Gawler East, and that's the only development I can think of.
I think that's the one they're referring to. And that would be about 10 years ago now.
Yeah, well, it definitely looks different now.
Yes, it does.
Well, we hope that you have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you to everyone for listening to the podcast. I think it's been great, and looking forward to sharing some more historic articles in the new year.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Sarah, and hope you have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you, Jeanette. For old light signs.